And it's time for the second half of our talk with Jim from Marble's Outlet, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour.
Fishing's picked up a little bit.
That was my next question.
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's some fish being taken right here on the Escanaba River, right at the dam.
Actual salmon, or?
Yeah, kings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's encouraging.
Quite a few fishermen over at Manistique, you know, but just fair numbers from what I've gathered, you know.
Now, are you hearing anything south of you toward the Wisconsin border, the Menominee, Peshtigo River, those rivers down there?
I don't get much in reports from Wisconsin. Some people had gone down to Menominee, you know, because I hadn't really had too good a success up here, and I hadn't actually heard from them. But now it has picked, you know, started to pick up here. But, you know, guys are willing to drive, you know, the fishermen. It doesn't bother them to go 50 miles to go fishing, you know.
Right, yeah.
For the salmon.
Yeah, what fly patterns are you carrying for them?
Yeah, well, I've got the nymphs and stuff that have been popular. The particularly stoneflies, the hex nymphs, gaddis nymphs, and then a assortment of streamers.
Okay.
I don't carry a huge assortment of streamers, but I got a lot of the flashy stuff, like the Versa tubes and stuff in the flashy salmon colors, the blues and the pinks and purples, black, and I carry a nice assortment of woolly boogers.
Any egg-sucking leech-type patterns?
Yeah, I do, but they don't dominate, you know.
Okay.
I got bunny-tail divers, but I've kept it fairly simple on the streamers. You know, I don't have a. I mean, I got a huge assortment of dries and nymphs, you know, for trout, but not so much for steelhead.
Okay.
You know, I have a nice supply, but not like a trout fisherman.
Gotcha. So what you're saying is a trout fisherman should definitely find their way to your shop if they haven't made it there yet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jim, I appreciate your time. Anything else you want to throw in today?
No, I just it's just a wonderful time to be in the woods. I mean, I don't know what's holding people back.
Right.
You know, if they're not getting out there.
Weather's been just perfect, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And I heard we might see some heavy rain toward the end of the week, so that could help the fishermen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and most archers, they got their blinds set up where, you know, they can sit. You know, they're not going to sit out in the rain.
I hear
fishermen
you.
Don't care.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll check back with you in a little while.
Okay, Adam. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Jim from Marble's Outlet in Gladstone on US 2, and this is The Outdoor Show.